3. Their first house.
Rick was waiting when Marilyn arrived at the office. He jumped into the car, and they drove to Balmoral Avenue. They parked behind the blue Ford Mondeo. Mrs. Adams got out and came to meet them.
"You know, it's much nicer when the owners aren't at home," she said. "You can ask as many questions as you want."
"Yes," said Rick. "And you don't have to agree when they tell you how nice the green and orange paint is." Mrs. Adams laughed.
"That's true. Now, let me find the right keys. I've got so many sets of keys in my bag."
Mrs. Adams found the keys and opened the door. Marilyn and Rick had been looking for a house just like it.
"It was built just over 2 years ago," said Mrs. Adams, "and it has everything you'll need. Central heating, a modern kitchen, and it's been decorated very well. The carpets were put in 2 years ago, and the cooker and fridge are included in the price. The kitchen's beautiful. Come on, I'll show you."
They went into the kitchen.
"Have you got any children?" said Mrs. Adams.
Marilyn and Rick looked at each other.
"No, not yet," said Marilyn.
"Well, there's an excellent school just down the road, and you can see the garden from the kitchen window."
Everything was easy. That evening, Mrs. Adams took them to see Mr. and Mrs. Barclay, the owners of the house. They were very nice people. They were moving to a bigger house. Marilyn and Rick agreed to buy the house. 2 months later, it was theirs. They moved in during September. They spent a lot of time painting and decorating. The house didn't really need decorating, but they enjoyed doing it. They had been living in rented flats for years, and this was their first house. The weekends were wonderful. They painted, cleaned, decorated, and worked in the garden. By Christmas, the house really seemed like home.